This is Blaze, and welcome to 111 Questions.
We all know we need our business on social media platforms, and at Starchild Social, through research and planning, we create converting posts and stories that attract your ideal client, taking that weight off your shoulders, enabling you to focus on achieving your goals for your business. Check us out for a free consultation at www.starchildsocial.com. Starchild Social, holding your hand through this ever-changing world of social media.
Escapism. Are you looking to escape? Escapism, the tendency to look for distractions in order to escape your unpleasant realities. Are you always looking to escape? What's your escape route? And no, I'm not talking about the end of the world, even though lately that's been heavily talked about. Escapism. Are you unhappy currently in life? Is your reality, is your current reality unpleasant? Do you frequently look for ways to escape? Whether watching movies or TV, whether drinking, whether just zoning out, not being present in the midst of people and family and whatever you have going on, you frequently leave Earth. You seek out distractions in order to escape. Many of us do this in different ways. Some ways may be deemed harmful to ourselves, harmful to our body. Other ways may seem more productive, maybe. In either case, it's still a way that you've created to escape. So why are you escaping? And what are you escaping from? What are you running away from? What are you not facing in 2024? What have you not wanted to face for many years? What have you been avoiding? What's the elephant in the room? These may be tough questions. Life is to be lived, right? Life is here to have fun, to enjoy it. Life is what you make it, yeah? Life is full of purpose. You're full of purpose, yeah? So why are you unhappy? What's making you unhappy? Or what are you allowing to steal your joy? What are those habits that you run to? How do you escape? And is it helping you? Maybe those ways that you choose to escape, your indulgence in distractions, maybe it's harmless, or it appears harmless. Maybe it's not detrimental to your health. It's not hurting anyone. The things that I do to escape are harmless, you've been telling yourself. My question is, what are you escaping though? Besides general life, and yes, life be lifin', I get it. But what actually are you escaping? What aspect of life are you escaping? What are you not dealing with? What are you afraid to uncover? What tough conversations are you running from? Who are you running from? How fast are you running? It's time you face those elephants. It's time you face those demons. It's time. Now, I'm not bashing leisure. I'm not bashing entertainment and pleasure and doing things for fun. I'm not bashing vacations. None of that. I enjoy vacations. I'm planning one now. But I really want to focus on what you're escaping and why it's time to face it. Why the time to face it is now. To where you can still leave Earth. You can still go on vacations. You can still have pleasure and do things for leisure. You can still do those things. But without the intent to escape. Without looking at your life like, man, my life is so hard. I am not happy. I might as well just have fun. I might as well just do this. I only live once. Let's shift our lives. Shifting our perspective. Doing shadow work. Uncovering what's going on. What is going on? What truly is going on? Yeah. You're brave enough. You're courageous enough. You're intelligent enough. You're seasoned enough. You're wise enough. You're built for this. So face it. Stop running. Stop escaping. And face it. You'll be a better person. Your life will be better. Or at least your views on life will be better. But what's on the internal, what's on the inside affects the outside, right? Yeah. So face those fears today. Say yes. Take that first step. Or say no. Create that boundary. Either way, no more escaping. Either way, no more escaping. Victims look for distractions, and you are no longer a victim. The victory is yours. Let's go.